we make it. Yes, good evening, folks. Mr. K here. It is Wednesday evening. You are listening to My Audio Face, our special day before the day before the day before Canada Day. We're going to play a shit ton of local bands, some really, really good stuff, a few of which are playing this weekend. We'll get you some details. We're going to start with a slight oversight from last week. Is the first week I didn't actually get a Korn song in, and I've been dealing with the repercussions all week. So we're going to start with a song featuring Korn singer and then a Korn song. That was Necessary Evil by Motionless in White, featuring the one and only Jonathan Davies of Korn. Mr. K here on our Wednesday night edition of My Audio Face. Thank you for joining us. I hope you will enjoy every minute, just like I do every time I get to do this. And we are June 28th, 2017. If you don't know, we've got a special roll up the rim surprise. They came back today, and I don't know how long they're going to have it. I I'm told maybe a week or less. But so if you pick up, if you did pick up a Tim's today, or you're going to, don't throw it out. It's a little tricky because half of it looks like the regular 150 cups we've been getting for the last week, but the other half is a roll up the win, roll up the rim to win. So tonight is our Canada Day edition, sort of. I've tweaked it a little bit. We're the part we're definitely sticking with, which I think is going to be the highlight, is we've got a bunch of great Canadian talent from very close to home. Most are, I believe, from Kitchener, Cambridge, nearby. Some are playing this weekend. Some are playing in the weeks to come up. So I'm going to try and make sure I get through all the dates. If I miss anything, please go to the My Audio Face Facebook page. Dates of concerts are there. And that's also a place you can reach Mr. K for requests, for comments, and most of all for any music submissions. If you're a local band or a new band or just a band that has some good shit and you want us to play it, that's the way to do it. You can also find us on Twitter at MyAudioFace. And so we're going to play the next song, which will be our corn fix for the night. Well, maybe the only one. We'll see. Might play some more. And I'm going to dedicate it to String. String O' Love. Interesting lyrics that for some reason, I guess I heard them differently tonight. And anyhow, maybe I'll share, maybe I won't. But it's a good song. And it's from Korn. Enjoy it. It's called Let the Guilt Go. right, that was Korn, Let the Guilt Go, right here on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo, CKMS. If you're listening on the FM dial, you know where to find us. Otherwise, check out Rogers 946 for some crisp digital sound right in your living room. And, of course, all over the world at RadioWaterloo.ca. We're going to now enter into the best part of the show. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to play a bunch of great Canadian and local talent. And we're starting with a band called Low Tech Cruiser. Song's called Buried Under the Morning Sun. We're going to play that. They are playing in July in the area in Waterloo. Again, go to our Facebook page, My Audio Face. I just put the details of that show up. Low Tech Cruiser is a new band for me, and how I found out about them is, like many other bands that I play, they reached out and said, hey, would you play our stuff? And I'm like, fucking right I will. So it's kind of that easy. I've been doing, this is episode 12 of My Audio Face, so 3 months, I guess it would be 3 months. And while I am a lifelong audiophile, museophile, guy that likes to listen to music and is totally into it, I don't have a ton of knowledge on the local heavy metal scene just yet. I'm quickly picking it up, but what that means for you is if you are a band or know of a band, you're dating somebody in a band, whatever, this is a great time to get in touch and get your stuff played on the air and get some exposure. So reach out through the Facebook page at My Audio Face, through Twitter, My Audio Face, or through email, myaudioface@gmail.com. So enough of that. Let's play some Low Tech Cruiser. This song is Buried Under the Morning Sun. Enjoy. We'll be right back. That, folks, was low-tech cruiser buried under the morning sun. We're now going to switch into a little mini-set in anticipation of Saturday night's fantastic show at the Boathouse. We've got two local bands playing, as well as Green Jelly. So we've got Space Pope, we've got Orexin, and we've got Green Jelly. So we're going to play those. I think they're in that order. And then we'll talk about it a little bit more. So let's get right into that. Space Pope. This is a demo, so but it's pretty cool. So we'll be excited to see what else we'll hear on Saturday. And just as a quick side note, in the case of pretty much every local band that I'm playing, I believe without exception, they are on Bandcamp. You can download their albums there. You can, some cases, preview them. Some cases, listen to the whole thing. And if you like any of the stuff you hear, go there, buy a song, buy the album, support them. All right? So let's listen to Space Pope, Orexin, and Green Jelly. This is Planet Express.
Blast off!
Rex and Folks off their new EP. That song was called Hardcore Dancers. Get out of the pit. Now, I'm a little worried that might be a song for me, because sometimes I get a little hardcore dancing, and it's not always mosh pit friendly. I surprisingly not a big fan of the mosh pit. I experienced most of my metal growing up from far away from the front stage, so I was kind of used to watching shows by sitting down. And it was only when I got older that I ventured a little closer. And in fact, my very first direct mosh pit experience only happened, I don't think we want to name ages, but let's just say I was not a teenager anymore, and it was completely by accident. I was at a Godsmack concert a few years back in Hamilton at, I call it the Cops, I don't know what the hell it's called now, but anyhow, great concert, and the show was wrapping up, and you could kind of feel the vibe. There was a little pit that had been going from the beginning up in the middle of the front of the stage, and I want to get a better view of this great stuff. Sully was getting everybody ready to, you know, really crank it up for the ending of the show. And then before you know it, the fucking mosh pit expanded by like 5x immediately. So instead of me being close to the outskirts of it, I was well inside it all of a sudden. Temporarily lost my glasses, cut my finger. It was exciting and a lot of fun, but not something I want to do every day. Thankfully, the folks got me back up, and no harm, no foul. Anyhoot, so that was Orexin off their EP, Thrash with the Dead. Just before that, we heard Space Pope, Planet Express. Both those bands are playing at the KW Boathouse in Victoria Park on Saturday. I don't know if there's advanced tickets left. There may be just a few. I know there was a very limited amount available last week. There may be some at the door. I suggest if you have thoughts of going, show up early. Or better yet, see if you can't snag some advanced tickets and get yourself out there. They will be both performing with Green Jelly. And in addition to that, Orexin is having a show in Guelph on the night before. So that would be, Friday, I guess, the night before Saturday. So Friday, June 30th, they're playing at Jimmy Jazz in Guelph. And you can check them out there, or check them out both places. That's what I suggest, right? So, and we're shooting that song out to Tiana and Brianne. I hope I got those pronunciations right. We also want to get some shout-outs in a little bit. We've got a song for Jason in a little bit. And I think we'll say hi to... We're saying hi to Paul. I'm not sure what we did with any songs there right at the moment. But anyhow... Let's finish off that set with Green Jelly. I don't know what they're going to play. As far as I know, I don't really know. What the hell? You have to show up for Saturday to find out, but this is what I'm playing right now.
Anarchy in Bedrock. Twitch. Twitch.
No! Yeah.
All right, folks, that is what Monarch Woods sounds like. Enter Blood Root off of an upcoming album called The Icorite's Plague. Sorry if I'm butchering some of the words. And Monarch Woods is having an album release party on July 22nd at the Chainsaw. So that's something to check out. And we are now going to play something pretty darn fucking cool. This is going to go out to Paul. Paul put me onto this band, and I'm still getting to know them, but pretty friggin' rockin'. They are called A Rebel Few. They have been produced by the... I'm going to skip that stuff for now because we can get to that later. But I'm going to play them, tell me what they sound like, and then we'll play something else after that. All right? If that made any sense whatsoever, this is Rebel Few. No, it's not. This is Rebel Few.
Thank you.
Sparks was a Rebel Few, song called Born Again. Awesome stuff. And you could certainly hear, I think, some of the Pantera influence. Unique sound, great, great band. I'm looking forward to learning more. And tell you what, guys, this is, sure, it's not a million people, but I'm excited to say that during that song, Mr. K got a live message on Messenger from one of our dedicated listeners saying, "Hey, what's this band called? I like it." And there you go. So you've got one more fan already, a Rebel Few. Lisa was rocking out to your stuff. And we are now going to play what I think is one of the all-time greatest metal bands. Just a quick side note before I play them. So Rebel Few has a couple of shows in August in Ontario. One in Hamilton, one in Windsor. So check out the My Audio Face Facebook page. Those details are there. And this Saturday, now of course, tons of stuff going on because it's Canada Day. I will be going to the O'Rexon Space Pope Green Jelly Show at the Boathouse. That's in the evening. In the daytime, I'm going to do my best to get down to the Rock Pile in Toronto and catch at least the first band of lockdown as the weekend festival. First band scheduled for Saturday is called Cowgirls from Hell. All-girl Pantera tribute band. I got to check it out. I'm looking forward to that. I don't have any of their music, but I've got what many might agree with me with is a kick-ass Pantera song. Let's play that. And there we go. All right.
Yeah.
Folks, our time's almost up. Believe it or not, it is 5 to 11 here on Wednesday night. You're listening to My Audio Face on CKMS 102.7 FM, RadioWaterloo.ca on the web, or on Rogers Digital 946. And we're going to wrap up. Well, we might go a little bit over tonight, you know what? So not sure if we gave a shout out to Eric or not. So hey, Eric. And we're going to play. Kevin's going to work on his shit a little bit because he's doing it more tonight. Mr. K will admit that he's a little distracted, just not 100% here. That's probably exactly what's causing these things, but that's fine. We're going to work on it. We will do better, and the music will help with that. So, you want to reach out, myaudioface@gmail.com, Facebook page @myaudioface, Twitter @myaudioface. Keep listening. We're here every Wednesday at 10. I will, have an announcement about a second slot that we're starting. Should have some more details next week on that, but we will have a daytime slot. We're going to do something. We'll see what we're going to do with that. So let's go to another Canadian band that, in contrast to everything else we played, may sound a little commercial to you, and it's probably because I picked, I think, their most poppy song, but whatever. Still a kick-ass rocking band from a long time ago. This is Voivod.
Yeah.
Bands was Voivod. And we're going to wrap up. We have one more song we're going to play. And we follow up Voivod, a Quebec-based band, with another Quebec-based band called Metalord. This will wrap our Canada Day, our day before the day before the day before Canada Day event. Wraps up with this song. This is Mr. K signing off. I leave you with Darkness on My Way from Metalord. Have a great week, folks.